Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jacob Romwitz, and today we are continuing in the fourth chapter of Masechet Sota. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. Mishnah Gimel says, Me'uberes chavero, umeinekes chavero, a woman who is pregnant from another man or nursing another man's child, lo shosos v'lo notlos ksuba, they neither perform the Sota process and they do not receive the value of their ksuba. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Bechachamim omrim, and the Chachamim say, Yochohu lahafrisha ulhachazira acharzman. The reason for Rabbi Meir's opinion is that the Sota process can only be performed for a woman who is fit for marriage, and the rabbis prohibited a person from marrying a woman who is pregnant or nursing from a previous husband for 2 years after the child is born. So Rabbi Meir feels, therefore she's not permitted as a wife, and the process cannot be performed, but the Chachamim disagree. They say that he is able to divorce her and remarry her at the appropriate time. So they disagree with Rabbi Meir based on that halachic difference. Ilonis uzakena v'she'ena re'uya leilid, a woman who is inherently infertile, or a woman who is postmenopausal and not able to have children, or a woman who, due to some external factor, has become unable to have children. Lo shosos v'lo notlos ksuba, they neither drink nor receive the value of their ksuba. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, yochohu lisa isha acheres v'lifros v'libros hemena. So the reason that this woman is problematic in the first opinion is because the entire point of marriage is to have children. So if a woman can't have children, you shouldn't be married to her. But the second opinion says that a man can have more than one wife halakhically, so therefore he can have another wife for the purpose of fulfilling the obligation of pru-revu. So he's allowed to be married to this woman, and it's not problematic. Vishar kol hanashim oshosos olo notlos ksuba. But any other woman, other than the ones we've excluded, they either have to drink or they don't get the value of the ksuba. So if they drink and are innocent, that's fine. If they don't drink, they don't get the ksuba. The choice is theirs. Let us look in the Bartnuro. Muberes chavero, a woman pregnant from a previous husband. Shemei so girsha, he died or divorced her. V'henicha mi'uberes o menekes, and he leaves her either pregnant or nursing. Basruha chachamim linsa ad shehei havlad ben shtei shanim. And the chachamim did not permit her to remarry until the child is 2 years old. V'halach zeh v'nisa kodem hazman. And this man came along and married her prematurely. V'kinala v'nistera. And then he gives her a warning of jealousy, and she secludes herself with the object of that warning. So these women lo shosos. Shahari ena re'uya l'kaima, because he's not permitted to be married to her. Desvira leila Rabbi Meir, hanose me'uberes chavero, omeinekes chavero, yotzi v'lo yachzir olamis. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that one who violates this law and marries a woman who's pregnant or nursing from another man prematurely, he has to divorce her and may not later remarry her as a penalty. Vein halacha k'Rabbi Meir, but the halacha does not follow Rabbi Meir. It follows the chachamim who say that he is allowed to remarry her at the appropriate time. Yachohu l'hafrisha, he's able to get divorced. Ad esrim v'arba chadashim, add 24 months, ulahachazira, and then he can take her back. Hilkach ru'uya l'ishus karina la. Therefore, we do consider her someone who is appropriate for him to be married to, even if not at this particular time. Let us continue now in Mishnah Dalet. Eshes kohen shosa umateras labala. A Kohen's wife drinks the sota water if she's in this situation, and she is permitted to remain with her husband. Eshes saris shosa, the wife of a eunuch, drinks. Ayadei kol ha'arayos mekanin, and we can warn women about any forbidden relationship, that they shouldn't be secluded with them. Chutz min hakatan umimisha eno ish, except for a minor and someone who's not a man, meaning an animal. Again, back in the Bartnuro. Eshes kohen shosa umateras labala. A kohen's wife can drink and be permitted to her husband. Im netzes nekia, if she sound innocent, of course. If she drinks and explodes, then she's not going to stay married. Demahu detema hoyol ve'eshes kohen shenensa asura labala. You might say that since a kohen's wife who is forced, she's not a willing participant, is forbidden to her husband, which is not the case by non-kohanim. Nichushlo shema nensa ulakach lo beduka hamayim. So we might be concerned that maybe she did have relations with another man against her will, but the waters don't test for that. So the waters only test if she was willingly unfaithful, not if she was forced. Kamash malan, so we hear from this that we're not concerned about that. So there's no reason to suspect that she may have been forced, even if she was under this warning of jealousy. Esha saris shosa, the wife of a eunuch, drinks. Delo tema mi baladai isheich amarachmana. Don't be concerned that the Torah tells us that we're concerned that she had relations with someone other than her husband. Bahai lav bar hachihu. And here, she couldn't even have relations with her husband. So you might think that that's an exclusion from the pasuk. Komash malan. This tells us that such a concern is not the case. Aide kolarayas makanin. We can warn women about any forbidden relationship. Im kinala me'aviha o me'acheha u'me'echad me'kolarayos. If a husband warns his wife about being sequestered with her husband or her brother or any one of the forbidden relationships, v'nistara, and she's then secluded with that person, havi kinui v'nesaras alav v'shosa, then it is a valid warning, and if she's sequestered with him, she's forbidden to her husband and has to go through the sota process. The lo tema Nitma shnei pa'amim, echad labal ve'echad laboel. So we previously learned that the repetition of nitma means one is to prohibit her from the husband and one is to prohibit her from the adulterer. Hechad demistra aleha b'chai znus. So we're only talking about someone who becomes prohibited because of this warning. La fuke hayi de'asira aleha v'kaima imalo. But here, these people are very strongly prohibited by the Torah, so we're not talking about them. Kamash Malan, this tells us that is not the case. Even someone who's already prohibited can be the object of such a warning and trigger the sota process. Chutz min hakatan, except for a minor. Pachos miben teisha v'yom echad, who's under the age of 9 years and a day. She'ein biyaso bia, because relations with such a person is not considered efficacious. That's not to say it's permitted, it's just not halakhically sexual relations. Kach pirash haRambam. This is the opinion of the Rambam, v'li nira, but the Bartnero feels, katan pachos ben shlosh asara shana. He feels it's under bar mitzvah age, under 13, v'yom echad, and a day, v'lo hevi simanim, and he has not yet shown the signs of puberty, dechsiv, v'shachav ishosa. It says that a man has had relations with her, ishalo katan, a man but not a boy. Umisha ena ish, and someone who's not human, lemiyute behema, that means an animal. So it's a euphemistic way of saying if she's, you know, warned about a bull, that doesn't mean anything. So she would not have to do the sota process for that. Okay, that's the end of Mishnah Daled. Join us tomorrow when we will conclude chapter 4 and begin chapter 5.